Not only are seniors at a higher risk for COVID-19, but immigrant communities have been disproportionately hit hard by the pandemic, says Lizeth Mendoza, a policy manager for the Inland Coalition for Immigrant Justice.
What worries me is that, you know, their lives are literally put at risk and being sentenced to a death sentence, if you will, because they're not being prioritized by our state and by the full scope coverage that we can offer them.
The state says a Medi-Cal expansion has to be delayed until there is a full economic recovery from the pandemic. This means approximately 3,000 elders in Riverside and San Bernardino counties will have to indefinitely navigate the medical system without insurance, says Mendoza.
Regardless of status, we believe in the dignity of human life, and that regardless of status, you should be able to access these resources.
She says the issue of expanded coverage is especially urgent in the region, since San Bernardino County had to cut programs to support medical services for the indigent and undocumented in 2008, and Riverside County's program is limited in scope. She and others are looking for revenue solutions, like a reform of the 1978 version of Proposition 13. In November, voters will consider closing a corporate tax loophole from the decades-old proposition, which Mendoza is hopeful could generate enough revenue for a Medi-Cal expansion. Megan Jamerson, Empire, KVCR News.